On this, the fourth day, were created the sun, the glorious type of the incarnate word, the moon, the symbol of Mary's loveliness, footnote, Canticle of Canticles, chapter 6, verse 9, and of the church, which reflects the light of the Son of Justice, and the stars, which, by their number and beauty, are an image of the bright countless host of God's elect. Let us glorify the Son of God, the author of all these wondrous works of nature and grace, and with hearts full of gratitude towards him, who has thus cheered us with all this magnificent light, let us unite in the prayer offered to him today by the Gothic Church of Spain. Capitula. Behold, O Lord, we celebrate with lights brightly burning the evening office of this fourth day, whereon, by setting lights in the firmament of heaven, thou didst deign to give us a figure of the four Gospels, which are established on the foundation of the law, and whose concordant testimony of thee is a light to our hearts. They all unite in telling, through the four parts of the world, that thou didst suffer death for our sake, and didst rise again from the dead. We therefore pray and beseech thee, that we may so shine with the grace of thy resurrection in the darkness of this life, as to deserve a crown when the day of our resurrection comes. We take from the Missal of the same church the following beautiful allocution, in which are celebrated the mysteries of the miraculous draught of fish, mentioned in today's Gospel. Misa. Having to pass over the stormy sea of the world, let us confidently mount upon the wood of the cross, and spread the sails of our faith to the favorable breathings of the Holy Ghost. Christ stood upon the shore, and gave us a vision of his glorious and unwrinkled church, when he filled the net with great fishes, and yet was it not broken. He bade them not to leave the right side, because under this figure he would signify the good alone. Let us, therefore, follow and love the truth of this admirable mystery, and keep fast hold to unity. Let no man pass over to wicked schism, nor break the nets of the Lord as they are being drawn to the shore, that thus, being numbered among the mystic fish of Christ, we may deserve to become his food, for it was he that mercifully delivered us from the abyss. And whereas we are, in so special a manner, his members, let us purify ourselves by the sacrifice of salvation. Of all the sequences composed by Adam of St. Victor, the following is the richest in its allusions to the types of the Old Testament, which refer to Christ's victory over death. The chant to which it was sung was taken afterwards as the basis of that of the magnificent Laudation. Sequence. Let the old leaven be purged out, that we may celebrate with sincerity the new resurrection. This is the day of our hope, the day of wondrous power, as the ancient testament foretells. It despoiled the Egyptians, and delivered from the iron furnace the Israelites, who were treated with hardship and made to work as slaves in clay and brick and picking straw. Now let us praise the power of God. Now let us give free scope to our song of triumph and salvation. This is the day which the Lord hath made, the day that puts an end to our mourning, the day of our salvation. The law was the shadow of things to come. The end of all its promises is Christ, for he consummates all things. His blood turned the edge of the flaming sword and removed the guard that forbade our entrance into paradise. Isaac, whose name signifies laughter, and whose stead the ram was slain, was a figure of the joyful mystery that gives us life. Joseph, taken from the well, is Christ rising from the grave after being put to death. He is the serpent that devours Pharaoh's serpents, but he has none of the serpent's wickedness. Under the type of the brazen serpent, he heals them that are bitten by the fiery serpent. The hook he threw out to the serpent was taken, and it tore the monster's jaw. Thus the weaned child could safely thrust his hand into the den of the basilisk, and the old enemy of mankind was put to flight. They that insulted Eliseus when he ascended to the house of the Lord were made to feel the anger of him they named the bald. David escaped from his enemy. The scapegoat and the sparrow were set free. Samson slays thousands with a dry bone and scorns to take to himself a wife from his own tribe. He throws open the gates of Gaza and carries them to the mountaintop. So the mighty lion of Judah breaks down the gates of cruel death and rises on the third day. His father's voice awakens him, and he carries his many spoils to the bosom of the mother above. Jonas, the fugitive prophet, and the figure of the true Jonas, came forth alive from the whale's belly after 3 days. The vine of Cyprus is again in flower, and spreads and ripens. The flower of the synagogue is faded. The church is in her bloom. Death and life fought each other. Christ rose again, and with him many witnesses of his glory. Let mourning, new and joyous, dry up the evening tears, for life has conquered death, and it is the season of joy. O Jesus, conqueror, Jesus, our life, Jesus, our way, whose death killed death, bid us come with confidence to the paschal banquet. O living bread, O water of life, O true and fruitful vine, feed us, cleanse us, save us, by thy grace, from the second death. Amen.